Thank you for coming for this reading of Bhagavatam. Actually, reading of Bhagavatam is one of the topmost aspect of devotional service, because that is one which, you know, where Krishna is now incarnating in the form of sound. Sound incarnation is Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita, always remember that, is a sound incarnation. Although they say, you know, in Kali Yuga there is no avatar of Krishna. The Lord doesn't take any avatar as such, as although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a hidden avatar, but that avatar again is not actually as Krishna. He doesn't come as Krishna. He doesn't come and declare that he is Krishna or supremacy. He doesn't show his supremacy like Krishna, like that. He comes as devotee. So therefore it is always said that Kali Yuga has no incarnation. But at one time in the Kailash, Mother Parvati asked Lord Shiva, Kali Yuga is one of the most difficult and is full of so much of problems and quarrelsome, and so much degradation takes place. So how come the Lord is not incarnating in this particular yuga? All other yugas, it is already favorable, conditions are so favorable for devotional service. But then the Lord is not coming. There he comes and here he doesn't come. So why, you know, like that? So then Lord Shiva was explaining to Parvati. So he told Mother Parvati that this particular yuga also he comes. But he comes in a sound incarnation. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all these are sound incarnations. These are special. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are so special compared to any Vedas in put together. You know why? Because other Vedas are talking elaborately about so many different subjects, and it gives right from A to B to Z, all, the whole thing is given, but in a very elaborate form. But as far as Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is the cream. Actually Bhagavad Gita already taken the cream, and out of the cream, the Srimad Bhagavatam is again elaborating that cream. It's whipping it again, giving us the nectar. So anyone who associates and hears, associate with Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita means hearing. Hearing is the number one, first thing. Without hearing, they know. You see any child, how they learn? Hearing. They don't learn by the eyes looking or doing. No, it's not doing. That all comes later. First hearing. So when he hear the parents say like that and do like that, he will do like that also. So that is how he learns. And how does the language comes out? Also same. The child learns the language is by hearing. So similarly, Bhagavatam, we have to associate with Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam listening is not listening of normal scriptures. This one hearing is devotional service, because we get devotion. Only out of devotion, love and devotion, that a person will be able to come and dedicate his time and effort and sit and listen. Not otherwise. It's not that we can plan and say, alright, from tomorrow I'm going to come. Yes, you can put a determination and ask Krishna for permission. Yes, if Krishna allows, yes, we can be here. Otherwise, no. You will then got, you will find a million reasons as to why I should not go. See? So this will happen. That is why there are many, you can see the faces will be almost the same. They are all, and you see slowly adding on. Because it spreads. The sound vibration is so strong, it will spread. So therefore, it is nice that to see you all again after a week, you know. So we are coming back to this Bhagavatam reading. And we will continue. So this week's verse, as you see, is beginning to compare this creation. You know, many people will say creation is a very dull this thing, you know, but it's very difficult, what is this, why am I having to come, oh, I don't know, yeah, but anyway, that is the reason for it, that we need to some extent know about this creation as well. First of all, we must know who created it, otherwise then no point in talking about who is the God and who created and which God. So then we can at least know who is the one behind all these things. So this particular planetary system, there are 14 planetary systems, you know, sometimes they call it three worlds, you know. Three worlds, they call it the three worlds, upper, lower and middle. Or at times you will find in the books is also referred to as 14 planetary systems. So in the 14 planetary system, there is now comparing from the right from the 1 up to the 14, the Lord Virat form. Actually universal, this thing, this universe, this thing is all material, this thing. So in that, the Lord's form is Virat form. That doesn't mean the Virat form is material, no. That is spiritual. That is Lord's spiritual form, but it is compared to in the Virat form, in the material aspect of it. That's the form that Arjuna was shown in the battlefield. So this particular form is actually related to this world where his feet becomes the bottommost planet, the Patala, and so on, and it goes up and up until the Satyaloka. Now each of these features has its own significance, and each of these planets, why must be 14? Why cannot be more? 14 does not mean that, you know, 14 planets, no, it's not 14 planets. Number of planets are billions and billions and billions, which you cannot count. Countless of planets are there in the universe. And our planet Earth is only one of the billions and billions of planets. And we are in the Bohr. We are in the Bohr. Yes, Bohr logo. This is Bohr log. Okay? And as far as the higher planets are concerned, they are the heavenly planets where you have, you know, sometimes we confuse the higher planets always. Indra is the king of heaven. Then we always wonder, what is Brahma then? Lord Brahma, what is his position then? Where is he in charge? Brahma is in charge of the Mahar, Janas and Tapas. It's directly under him. Indra has no control over that. That is a higher planet now. Within the heavenly planet, we have the higher and the lower. So the higher one is where Brahma has. Brahma is controlling. Okay, so he is directly controlling Mahar, Janas and Tapas. And this is the place where you find the Devadas living. Okay, when Devadas, demigods were created and appointed, they stay in this, especially the Mahar planet. They are living, their planets are all in the Mahar. Janas and Tapas. Tapas and Janas are mainly for those unsuccessful yogis. You know, those yogis who doesn't make it, because in the yogi platform, the yoga, you know, when you take yoga, you have actually got all in all about 8 steps to go before you come to bhakti yoga, which is the final yoga. And if you don't reach that bhakti yoga, then it is not complete. Then you cannot go into the Vaikuntha. The Shastra says, because they don't have, until you reach bhakti, there is no service. Devotional service doesn't exist. It's all pure meditation on the Lord. And eventually he starts realizing the Paramatma feature of the Lord. Okay? Siro Dakshay Vishnu. He will go until there. And until and unless when he realizes that that particular Lord, Vishnu, is the Supreme and I need to service, render service, then only he gets his Swarup, where he realizes that he is the servant of God. Then he performs devotional service. So because of this devotional service, then only he has a place in Vaikuntha. Because in Vaikuntha, everything is dovetailed to the Lord and his service, that's all. So if you don't have service and you go there, you are lost. You will be lost. So therefore he has no place there. So instead, they are given a place in this tapas janas. Tapas and janas. Planetary systems where they can go and then enhance their meditation, go on meditating until you reach the platform of bhakti yoga. So we are fortunate that we are already in bhakti yoga. Krishna consciousness is actually starting off from bhakti yoga, because we start off with devotional service. Chanting is devotional service. That's the basic we are already doing. So therefore, we are on the way up straight already. We are not going to think about all these upper planetary systems and all that. So we are not aiming for that. So beside that, and above all this heavenly planet, there is the topmost is Satyalok. There are Satyalokas there. And Satyaloka consists of where Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, all these are. And this Vishnu, of course, we are talking about Shiru Dakshay Vishnu. Super soul. Who is pervading and going into every one single listing and to every atom he is existing. And that is the reason why the planets can float. Otherwise there is no way of the planet floating. Such a huge planet, it doesn't float. In Bhagavatam, as you know, Duvashamani, he tried once to create a planet, and no matter what happens, the planet doesn't seem to float. It will, by his mystic power, he can bring the planet up to Indralok, but it doesn't seem to stay in orbit in any of these Indra's Bhuvar or Suvarlok. No, it doesn't stay there. It drops off. And finally he couldn't take it anymore because the planet was just dropping on him. So he has to pray to the Lord Vishnu. And the Lord said, no, you cannot do that. Just because you want to fulfill your the Brahmana's fulfill his desire, you can't send the person with his human body to Indralok. No, you cannot do that. So therefore your planet also has no place there, because I don't substantiate and I don't maintain it at all. It's not under my maintenance. So therefore it keeps dropping. But just because he has created it and all that, the Lord said, alright, next time don't do it, I'll take over. And then he did. And then immediately he went. It was in the Swarglok. So you see, this is the Lord maintenance. He creates, he maintains. And that is the Siro Dakshay. And we are talking about Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma is in the Satyalok, the topmost planet, and that is where you find most of them, you know, those yogis who can make it from the Janasana Tapas to this Bhakti Yoga and all, they got a chance to go to Satyalok and eventually they get the service attitude and all, and then he gets up. The service starts and then we can go back to the Vaikuntha Lok when the whole planetary system is annihilated at the end of Brahma's life. And at the same time, this Lord Shiva's one is above Satyalok, above Satyalok, Kailash is there. Then that is where Lord Shiva resides. He's neither in the material or neither is in the spiritual. That is the position of Lord Shiva's thing. That's why Lord Shiva's one also, that that log doesn't get annihilated and all, because it's not within the material thing. It's above of Satyalok. So that is the brief description of the heavenly planet. Then of course below that we got Lord Indra's, under Lord Indra's heavenly kingdom and all, where this Bhuvar Swargalok, all this comes under him. So that is where you find the lower demigods. The chief demigods are living on the above planets, where under Lord Brahma, and the one below. Below this, under Lord Indra's one, is where we find the normal demigods. That's 33 million demigods and all that. Out of that, the chief ones are living above, and the low ones who are assisting them, or low ones will also be staying in the Indra Loks. And then we come to the lower planetary system, where Atala, Vitala, Sutala and all these are there. And it is during, at these type places, where the subterranean planets are there, which is equal to heaven in opulence and all, but it's not in the heavenly planets. And in each of these, and below that becomes the hellish planet. The Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala. These are all the bottommost. And Patala is the bottommost. I think all Indians know Patala, everybody talks about Patala. I'll send you to Patala. Okay. They will all say. So it's, that's the bottommost, it's the hellish. These are all hellish. Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, all these are hellish planets. Okay? And as it is, this lower planetary system, the whole molecular system, the seven planets, no sunlight. Okay? That's last week, I think, Devinandan Prabhu was already informing you, there's no planet, no sunlight. This sun's rays cannot reach there. It only reaches above the earth and above. Below, no. So therefore, it's all lighted up by the hoods of the various great nagas, you know, these snakes, great snakes. Their hood is the one that gives the light to all the whole planetary system. So coming to all this, each of these planets, the 14 planetary systems, I have already explained. So these 14 planetary systems, within each planetary system, there are so many millions of planets. So our Bhur planetary system, we are in Earth, is one of the many, many millions of planets inside here. Although the scientists will talk about, he said, oh, I saw up to Pluto, I saw one beyond that, and there are so many only, no, actually there are, according to Shastra, there are millions. These millions are coming on the straight line, you know. Straight line, then so many planets are moving around the sun. The 14 planet system is one above the other, like what Prabhupada already put, one above the other, or below. Okay? So that is the rough idea. So these 14 planet, one above the other, if you take it and put it in the Virat form, it's all embedded in the Virat form. It is because of this bird form it is there that all these are being functioning in the order. And Lord Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, that is the form of the Lord which actually expands into each and every one of us. As Paramatma, for all living beings as Paramatma, and all matter in the form of atom, in the very atom. Otherwise, nothing stays. Human or any living being, no movement, death is considered death. No Paramatma there, then Atma will not be there also. This goes together. At the same time, a dead matter, we may ask this one, also the Lord in his atom, in the Anu, he is there. If not of it, this will not remain as this. It will disintegrate into something else. Because each of the atom has its own qualities and its own this thing. So the Lord maintains that quality and its function. That's the beauty of it. That is why when dissolution comes, all disintegrates. All goes, one into the other, just goes and go back. So similarly, coming to the sun and the moon, what we are seeing is actually in the middle of the whole universe. They are in the middle. Middle does not mean middle of earth or what. You know, equator, we say about equator. No, we are not talking about equator. We are talking about the universe, the whole universe. So therefore, the sun and the moon are very powerful. They are the chest of the Lord. And they are the one giving the actual heat and the cold and all this controlling. And like this, we have countless number of universes floating in the casual ocean. Now you may wonder, what is this Garbhodakshai Vishnu doing? Where is he? He is right at the bottom. Each universe, the Lord expands to hold this universe up. So this particular universe is in the Garbhodakshai Vishnu's, that stem, you know, where Brahma took birth. It's in the stem. We are all in that stem. Our planetary system are all inside there in the stem. And Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he is just holding it in his stomach like that. So just imagine what kind of a lotus stem this is. We cannot visualize. This is something way beyond our conception. So he is maintaining this whole universe like that. Shirodakshai Vishnu is expanding into each and individual thing in that particular universe. So therefore there are so many Shirodakshai Vishnus and there are so many expansion of this Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And Mahavishnu is one. He is there also an expansion, planetary portion of Krishna. So therefore, this is the total when you say the creation. So therefore, if you look at it, each of these universe must have the sun, the moon, and then the demigods, the various demigods, including Brahmas, Shivas, and Vishnu. So many. And they are all simply the creation of the Lord. How the Lord maintains. So that is why sometimes when we talk about, I'm worshipping Brahma or Shiva or any Devata, which Devata you are talking? Of course you are mentioning about this universe, but other universe also have. But different personality. But the name is the same. See? Because the title Shiva and this thing all, Shiva is an expansion of Krishna. It's coming from Rudra, Sangarshan, see? So he is Bar and Basel. But then he goes into so many. Every universe got one. Similarly, Brahma also. These are all post. So the personality here, Brahma, is not the same as the personality in somewhere else. This Brahma cannot go and interfere into other universes. No. He only is in touch here. Same thing goes to Lord Shiva. He will be only in touch here. He doesn't go and get involved. But whereas Vishnu, no. Vishnu is all-pervading anywhere. It's the same Vishnu that is affect everywhere. He is looking after. So therefore, the position of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all are different. It's differently counted. You know, once in Brahma, our Brahma also sometimes, you know, for the sake of we understanding, so Brahma was having he was having some other doubts, so he came to see the Lord. He went to see the Lord. You know, when you say Brahma go and see the Lord, it does not mean he went to Vaikuntha, no. He cannot enter Vaikuntha. Brahma has no this thing to enter there yet, until unless when he finishes this thing, and when he is qualified, then he goes there. But till then, what he does is he actually goes to this Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the milk ocean, you know. Shirodakshaya Vishnu is where he is lying in the milk ocean, and he goes to the shore of milk ocean and then he prays to the Lord. So similarly, when he went to see the Lord, then the Lord came and the doorkeeper was asking when he came in, which Brahma, please go and ask. Because the doorkeeper came, he said, Brahma came to see, is here to see you. So immediately he said, Brahma? Which Brahma? So can you please go and ask, which Brahma? So he went to Brahma and asked him, the Lord is asking, which Brahma? Immediately Brahma became completely shocked. What do you mean by which Brahma? I thought I was the only Brahma. Yes, that is true. As far as this universe is concerned, that's the only Brahma, correct? But then why is the Lord asking which Brahma? So he went back, and when he told Brahma, he was bewildered, but anyway he said, you can tell him I'm the Brahma with the four-headed and all these descriptions. So he gave a very brief description about himself, and so the Lord, the gatekeeper went and told the Lord his this particular four-headed. Oh, okay, four-headed, okay, he please ask Brahma to come in. So immediately he came. While he is coming in, here the Lord immediately meditated and summoned all the these Brahmas and Shivas to come from all the planets, all the universes, from all the different universes, please come. He immediately called for them. For the Lord, he need not have to send email, he no need to send all these communication systems. His communication is perfect. The moment you think of one them there, immediately they get the message, they come. Because he is seated there, straight away, the Lord is calling, go. So they came, and there they saw, and what happened? Here the Lord made it in such a way that our Brahma could only, he could see all these Brahmas and Lord Shivas coming in. And what they are doing and all these things, they could see. And the Lord also, he could see. But they could not see Brahma, our Brahma. They could not see our Brahma. So, they didn't know that our Brahma was standing there, near, beside the Lord. And each one came and was paying obeisances at Krishna's feet. Not mine, oh my Lord. So everyone came, and he saw, wow, what is this? This Brahma, he has so many heads. I only got four. Some are having eight, some are having ten, some are having hundred, some are having thousands, some are having millions of heads. Fantastic. So he was completely wowed. And they are all bowing down before the Lord. And Lord Shiva, so many, all coming and bowing down. And my dear Lord, why did he call us? What are we supposed to be doing? Is there anything we have done wrong? So immediately the Lord smiled and he said, no, I just want to know whether, you know, everything is going on right at your place. So they said, no, my dear Lord, with your grace and mercy, everything is fine with us. Everything is fine in my area of control. My planetary system, everything is going on fine. All right then, thank you for coming. Please can go. So they all went. And here Brahma immediately came out of this. You know, he was totally lost in what was going on. So the Lord said, all right, Brahma, what can I do for you? Why are you here? What do you want? So he forgot all what he came for. His doubts from the earlier one all gone, finished. Then here he asked, my dear Lord, I only got one other doubt now. What is the other doubt? Do you mean that there are so many Brahmas also? I am not the only Brahma, but are there many other? Then the Lord said, you saw it, right? Yes. You are the Brahma of this particular universe, which is the smallest. And other universes are even much bigger. So the bigger the universe, the more hate the Brahma will have. So that is the position. You see how the Lord, you know, he controls the whole thing. And Brahmas and Lord Shiva. So in Bhagavad Gita 10.42, Ata vai bhajunetena kim jnanatena tavartuna Vishwadvaibhyam idam krishnam egasena stido jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. This is what Krishna says in 10.42 Bhagavad Gita. With a single fragment of my body, this energy is enough to maintain and upkeep and create this particular universe. This universe for us is gigantic. It's so huge. The earth itself, we cannot, we say so big. We need a plane going for 24 hours and then reaching certain places so far away. There is nothing to the Lord. And he is talking about a universe, not planet, earth. So many. So that is the power of Krishna. So that's why he is telling, all this detailed knowledge is not the important factor. But you need to know how great the Lord is. This will give us some small glimpse. That's why this particular portion has been included into this. So that people of the normal, they will know the Lord is not just an ordinary, simple, this normal person or ordinary this thing. No, he is way beyond all conceptions. So therefore, he is telling, this is all, this is just a small, single fraction of my energy, only this one, producing one and maintaining this, is nothing. So, that is what, so he is telling that, so in that, if we read this 10.42, Prabhupada says that it's no point understanding how things exist. It's no point understanding how it exists, why it's like that, why, all this no point, because that is the way it's created and it is there. So it is going according to plan. But what we should know are the things that are existing due to Krishna's entering as super soul. Everything is in relation to the Lord. It exists. That is what we need to know. Everything we see around in this or any universe or any material this thing, what we see, everything, living thing and non-living thing, everything is existing because there is a hand in the Lord. The Lord has something there. He is there. That is the reason it is. So therefore, that is what we need to know, and not about the detail aspect of whether how many atoms are rolling around this one, and which atom will go to this one, the electron must be there, proton must be there. These are all not really necessary. No need all these details. You no need to know or tomorrow memorize where Talatala is, where Mahatala is, and all this. These are all not important. Okay? So these are not the key things. So please, don't confuse yourself saying that, oh, I don't know this one, so therefore my devotional service. No, nothing to do with devotional service. These are facts. You should know there are 40 planetary systems, and these are the amount of things, and these are some things which are existing, and all are maintained by Krishna, by His potency. And therefore, as you know, He is the origin of everyone born, and no one therefore is greater or equal to Him. Everything born in this material world, this whole planetary system creation, everything is, He is the source. It's from Him. So can anyone in the particular planetary system claim that I am the biggest? No. You cannot claim highest or neither equal. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, no one is equal to me or above me. All are below. So therefore, and this is clearly stated, and in Padma Purana it says, you know, our second offense in Brahma Samhita is coming from Padma Purana, where it says that you cannot compare any demigods to be equal or independent or equal. No, they are not independent, they are not equal. Neither are they higher than Krishna. So even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, they are not equal. That's there in the Padma Purana. And who thinks that way, whoever thinks that they are equal, Padma Purana says they are atheists. They are atheists. This is a very strong word. See? So therefore, it starts. And now, after seeing the planetary system, we are now talking about, now we are coming to the, how the, this particular form. It starts on the feet. And Prabhupada puts that very nicely, that this is the way. This is the normal, the proper way of looking at the Lord. Goes from the bottom. When we go and take darshan, from the bottom, lotus feet, your darshan should go from lotus feet, then you slowly go up, 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 until the face, lotus face. And the same goes when, you know, you are doing the deity worship. You see, you don't find a worship start from there and come down like that. It always will start from bottom, and then it goes up, and then come one down. Again, up, then down. So the counting starts from the bottom. That means first starts from the lotus feet, then only goes up and go round along. Because that is the method prescribed in Shastra. So, when we talk about universal form, each of these universes floating in the casual ocean, each one is in the Virat form. And these Virat form, we may wonder, what for I have this Virat form and all, no, why can't I have this? We already got more than enough forms, isn't it? The Lord expands. But Virat form is for, you know, the, those people who are not God-realized, who have not got any kind of realization, or neither are they very involved in, they are more karmis, materialist, very materialistic, absorbed in material affairs and so much. So therefore, these people need a certain amount of way to conceive the Lord. So it's best to conceive it with the matter itself, the material life. So the material creation, and then it is all included inside. That's why you can see everything in this material world inside the Lord. That's why Rajana saw everyone inside, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, everybody in there also. See? And including himself. Also he saw in the battlefield, standing with Krishna, waiting. So, this is a chance. Prabhupada puts there, it's an opportunity that the Lord is giving to these materialistic people. And a wonderful statement there by Prabhupada, spirit of lording over is not God realization. It's a fact. God realization, you cannot use, it's, you know, you cannot lord it over the material nature and then you want to call it God realization. There is no God realization in that. It is pure sense gratification. Okay? So, and it is also the exploitation of material resources. It's an exploitation. Because we think that this particular world and this planetary system is created for us, for our enjoyment. No, it's not. The fact is, it is not. And therefore, it is actually produced for us to use it for the service of the Lord. So if we use it for the service of the Lord, we are fine. We are on the right track. The moment we use it for ourselves, then all, everything that we do and earth, all will give reaction. Whether good or pavam or punya, one, definitely you will get one of that. So that is why we have to be very careful. We don't get into that kind of mode. And it says that as far as his form is concerned, is not part of material creation. See? His form got nothing to do with material. It is purely spiritual. Whether he is in material or whether he is in the material world or whether he is in the spiritual world, his form is always spiritual. Okay? So that is why we cannot compare him to any one of us or anybody or any great personalities we can see around. They are different. He is totally different. And he is also not affected by three modes. He is beyond three modes. He is the one who created these three modes. As you go along, later on, you will notice how Brahma creates this world. Then you can see how these modes are created also by him. See? So these modes are created by the Lord. So therefore, there is no question of binding him. Only we, when we start to invent something, eventually whatever we invented overtakes us. Like for example, the scientists who are inventing these atom bombs and what bombs and all these nuclear bombs and whatnot. Yes, or nuclear technology and all this. And eventually when the nuclear technology starts leaking, he can't do anything. If he is under the radiation, he also dies. He cannot control. Whereas the Lord is not like that. Whatever he creates is under him. That thing cannot affect him. So similarly, he is existing, always is existing in his internal potency. It's internal energy. That's different. Internal energy is spiritual energy. Okay? So we are actually practicing this devotional service for the sake of getting spiritualized. That is reviving our Atma, which is contaminated. We are trying to remove this contamination. So similarly, you find forms, names, pastimes, all this you cannot perceive through material senses. That is why we use our own material eyes and we see the Lord, we cannot see. Virat Roop, where is the Virat Roop? He is supposed to be here. Right? This earth is also supposed to be in one of the part of the his body there. But we can't see. Because that is spiritual and our eyes and what we are having are all material. So we cannot use our material senses to see the Lord like that. Instead, very nicely it says that to conceive the form, cultivate service attitude. So that is why this service attitude is very important. See, devotional service, very important. And it's only through this devotional service that you can bring out the love and devotion for the Lord. It's not just lip service, just say, I love the Lord. I have, we are all doing, we are doing our courses for the love of God. What is love of God? You have to show it. This love and devotion can be expressed in the form of service only. Only in the form of service you can express it. So therefore, it says, and regarding this, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.14.19, Canto 11.14.19, this is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is commenting on this particular verse. And he is saying, as long as we are intoxicated by material enjoyment, our propensity for serving the Supreme Lord is like smoldering ashes. As long as we are involved in material enjoyment and all this, it is like smoldering ashes. You know the ashes? After the thing has burned down and all these complete ashes, then you see it's just a little bit of this smoke will be coming a little. The fire is gone already. So with little smoke, this is coming. That same way is our propensity to serve the Lord. It's already down. Our constitutional position is we are the servant of the God. We are supposed to be the servant. But the service attitude is no more. Because why? We are contaminated by the material enjoyment. We are always going towards it. We are so much involved. We are already completely stuck in there. Our mind is completely in the material enjoyment, that is the best, nice. So therefore, your service side, you lack. Material is like that, you take on something else you must give up. You cannot have both. You cannot be at both sides. So therefore, he continues to say that, but the moment our service attitude becomes prominent, our material inclinations are destroyed. See? The moment the service attitude comes up, devotional service, love, devotion, immediately you see the material side of it. The inclination towards material will also decrease. Because you will find there is no taste in it. Okay? And please note that this particular commentary you can't find it in our Bhagavatam. Okay? In our Bhagavatam it is checked 11.14.19, it's not there. Okay, it's not there. This is another one by Saraswati, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, conclusion is that pure devotees concentrate their mind in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. That is what a devotee does. He is going for devotional service. His mind is concentrating fully on this. For what? To conceive the Lord. His form. Yes, he is in the Virat form. He is in Shirodakshari Vishnu form, Garbhodakshari Vishnu form. He is in Mahavishnu form. He is in Narayan form. He is in Ram, Lakshman. So many different, so many. Balri, Jagannath. And Radha, Krishna, so many forms. You want to conceive that or understand even a bit of the smallest bit, this love and devotion and the service is required. So, the devotees, they go for that. So, only with this, in such transcendental position, one can understand the Lord's form. That is why many people in this world claim, there is no God, I can't see any God. Or he will challenge someone else, oh, please show me. How to show? You are not having love or devotion or service. None. So therefore you cannot conceive. Even if we tell you, you cannot understand. You will still keep doubts and keep challenging. No, it's not true. How can Krishna be like that? How can a God create souls, this thing? You know, there was one question yesterday in the prison preaching program. One of the inmates was asking me, Prabhuji, Lord Narasingadev knows very well that Hiranyakashipu has been torturing Prahlad Maharaj. So when he knows, why is that he doesn't come and straight away finish him off? Why is it that he need not to, he had to wait until the Prahlad has to pray and bring and eventually put him into such a great this thing and then he has to come? See? This kind of question comes in the mind. Because they have no love, devotion and service. There's no service. So therefore they can't conceive the Lord. So I ask them, then what's the use of prayer? Prayer is your individual right, you know, of a constitutional position of our own. Whether we want to surrender or not to surrender. Only when we surrender, then the Lord reciprocates. He doesn't interfere into us just because, oh, this fellow attacking, that fellow attacking. If you can bear with it, you can take it, by all means. If you think you can handle, carry on. Why should I come in? See? If you need the help, Krishna will come and help. If we say no, no need. Okay. Hari Bol. You will also say Hari Bol. See? We request. We go for the Lord and ask Him. Not that He doesn't know. He knows. Before even we tell, He knows what is the problem is going on. But He still wants you to say. So similarly, and once we are in that transcendental position of devotional service, He gives the intelligence for us to know the form. Even though we may not see it for the start, but still we are visualizing it, at least conceptually we are. Because we are practicing this particular thing. So Srila Baladev Vibhushana, a great Acharya, he is saying, from Lord Krishna's potent energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion, the whole world is maintained. Therefore, the Lord is worshipable. Just imagine, everything in this world, the most powerful you may say, because if not of the sun, everything can close off. Scientists can close off, nothing runs. If the sun and the moon is not there, scientists can pack up and go. Because everything of their invention we are talking about is all done through the power of sun's rays and the moon's ticking. That's all. They are the one actually keeping the pole. And therefore, he is worshipable. And in 11:24:20, as long as the Supreme Personality of Godhead continues to glance upon the material nature, the universe will continue to exist. Exist manifesting through the procreation of great and variegated flow of universal creation. And for the sake of the for what? For the sake of the conditioned souls. It is all for the sake of the conditioned soul. We may ask why? Why Krishna must create this material world? The answer is there. 11:24:20. is for the conditioned souls. And the beauty of this whole creation is, it procreates. It's not that Krishna has to come and keep on creating again and again the same universe, oh no. Once the creation is complete, it maintains by itself, like self-maintenance. Everybody in the modern world, they are always thinking, we want to be self-maintained, self-sufficient. Here, the whole world, that's why he says it's incomplete. Whatever he does, whatever he is giving us, is incomplete, is in perfect condition. That is why you see the birth and death, you see how it goes, it's a cycle, nice. It goes on a cycle. So it procreates. Similarly, the universes also, where things are destroyed, new things come. So the casual ocean, you see, the new ones are coming. New universes are being created. And for the same verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is commenting. His commentary is that, in order to maintain the conditioned souls who have the spirit of material enjoyment, again he goes on, spirit of material engagement, you see. So those people, the creation continues to exist for as long as the Lord glances over it. So these are all maintained just by the glance of the Lord only. The moment he stops his glance, all over, close. This material starts winding up. That's where the total dissolution takes place. Everything goes. No more glance. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also comments from in the same verse, he's commenting, material nature and time cannot function independently. Okay? Time and material nature, they are all together. They are always together. If not of material nature, there is no question of time. Time does not exist in the spiritual world, only here. And they are not independent. You cannot take one away from the other. And he says that they are active only as long as the Supreme Lord continues to glance over them. See? Again, the time and the nature, material nature, these are all by his glance only it will continue. The moment the glance finishes, it's all over. That means it says, it's the sweet will of the Lord. All are created and destroyed by his sweet will. When he feels that's enough, he closes, his glance is finished, it's all over. And the same thing, time and cosmic manifestations are created just to give the conditioned souls who are averse to the Supreme Lord. What are they giving? Why is this given to this those who are averse to the Supreme Lord? Averse means against. Those who are against the Supreme Lord. Why you want to give all this time and cosmic manifestation? Because they need a field of activity. Otherwise there is no activity for them. A conditioned soul who are absorbed in this material enjoyment, there is no activity if, let's say, the Lord does not give this material world. He doesn't create this material world means he has no activity, he will be like a dead dormant, completely nothing to do. Shunyam. And some people are trying to reach Shunyam. When the Lord here, he says, no, I'm creating this field of activity for you by creating this material world. This is ignorance. That is why they say should reject such philosophy. That is why we reject Buddhist philosophy. Shunyam, there's no, nothing. Or Mayavad, they're saying no. That's all doesn't. It's not a fact. So we'll stop here. And if there is any questions or comments, please. Let us see what we can, how we can help you.
Thank you, bro, for nice class. Just want to clarify this yogas which we described in Delhi, four yogas, they apply to entire universe or only middle planetary system? Four yoga, Kali Yoga, Dwapar Yoga, all that, they are applicable to all the planetary systems or only middle planetary system?
Yeah, as far as Kali Yuga, Yuga, all these Yuga cycles are all universal. It's to every single universe it applies. Each one going on its own. Its own. Brahma, each one have their own 100 years. And it could be that right now here, we have already gone through 50 over years already. Our Brahma has already gone through 50 over years already. But that doesn't mean the other, this thing will also be 50 over, no. Other will have its own dissolution time and dissolution, this thing, different. But Kali Yuga, the cycle is the same. And as what the Shastra says, where Krishna comes on the, and the 14 Manvantaras, these are all same. And Krishna will come on the 28th cycle of each Manvantara. So these all same, the cycle is the same, there will be four yugas, all the same. Everything is the same. The duration also same. These are all Shastric injunctions. It goes to everyone. Every particular universe. Yes, heaven, whether heaven got Kali Yuga, yes, heaven also got Kali Yuga. It also goes to. But the effect is less. You know why? Because when you are in the mode of goodness, the chances of this yuga difficulties and all quarrelsome, all these things affects you much lesser, and you have much more tolerance and you have the understanding of what is it all about. So you don't react as bad as a person who is in ignorance. Ignorance, he suffers like anything. And a person who is in passion, of course, he is also going through miseries. But in the mode of goodness, you know what it is. So therefore you feel that things are there, but I don't quite feel, you know, it doesn't directly affect me or what. You see, and he knows what to counteract, you know, he knows what to do. Because he knows, you go for devotional service, you take up the Lord's service, you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and you do the all these wonderful spiritual activities, then you can overcome such effect. Hell is? Yeah, definitely. Hell, whether it is in Kali Yuga or what Yuga, every time is hellish. Because the nature of that particular thing is always there already. Similarly, like earthly planets, they have a certain nature for earthly planets also. Similarly, the heavenly planet also got its own nature, where it's so opulent that whether it is Kali Yuga or whether it is what Yuga, you will still have the opulence and everything. But only individually you will have difficulty in getting it, or you may not get the best of the best, or sometimes, you know, that's why you see sometimes you see the Devadas, they also go through a lot of difficult time when they are so weak, all the demons take them over, make them a servant and work like a donkey. So what to do? The time is bad. So they also got all these hard time and difficult time and Kali Yuga time, hellish time and all these things also. But they are definitely far better than us. In as far as materially concerned, they are more advantaged than us. They have so much opulence. Anybody else? Anything? Okay, we'll stop here. Grandraj Srimad भगवत गीतम की जाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय आनंद कोरी वैष्णवंद की जाय
जय श्री संत प्रभु जी की जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय श्री गुरुदेव